Uttarkashi, Uttarakhand. A sudden and severe flash flood triggered by a major cloudburst struck the high-altitude villages of Darali in Uttarkashi district on Tuesday, wreaking havoc across the region. The deluge swept away homes, hotels, and homestays, leaving at least 4 people dead and many more missing amid raging waters and landslides. Darali, a key stopover on the route to Gangotri and home to numerous tourist accommodations, bore the brunt of the disaster as floodwaters surged through the area. Local reports estimate that 20 to 25 hotels and homestays may have been washed away. Uttarkashi District Magistrate Prashant Arya confirmed the deaths and said that rescue operations are ongoing. The priority is to save lives and evacuate those trapped, he said. An Indian Army team from nearby Harsal quickly mobilized, with 150 personnel led by Colonel Harshvardhan of the 14th RAJRIF launching critical rescue and relief operations shortly after the incident. Rescue efforts include ground teams, tracker dogs, drones, earth-moving equipment, and aerial support from Army and Air Force helicopters. Despite adverse weather and poor visibility that delayed air operations on Tuesday, helicopters from the Indian Air Force bases at Chandigarh, Sarsawa, and Bareilly are on standby with multiple choppers ready for evacuation, supply drops, and medical assistance. The Indo-Tibetan Border Police, ITBP, has been instrumental in rescue efforts, safely evacuating 37 villagers, including women and children, from the flood-affected areas to safer locations. The National Disaster Response Force, NDRF, and State Disaster Response Force, SDRF, teams are also actively engaged. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed his condolences on social media and assured the nation that every possible measure is being taken to support those affected. No stone is being left unturned to assist, he said after speaking with Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami, who cut short his Andhra Pradesh visit to return and coordinate relief efforts. Chief Minister Dhami emphasized a war footing approach to rescue operations. He confirmed that 130 people trapped in the affected areas have been relocated to safety. Dhami ordered the immediate restoration of disrupted communication lines and instructed authorities to arrange food, shelter, and medical aid for those displaced. He also called for the rapid opening of the lake forming near Harshal to prevent further flooding. Additionally, IAS officers with experience in Uttarkashi have been appointed as nodal officers to streamline rescue operations, ensuring prompt coordination among agencies. Senior geologists have shared images indicating a glacier deposit slide as a possible cause of the disaster, although the Uttarakhand Meteorological Department has not classified the event as a cloudburst, citing a lack of supporting data. In the wake of the disaster, the local road between Uttarkashi and Harsal remains blocked due to landslides and washouts, hampering rescue logistics. Heavy machinery, including JCBs, has been deployed to clear debris and restore connectivity. The situation remains critical, with 8 to 10 Indian Army soldiers reported missing from a camp in Lower Harsal. Despite this, Army personnel continue their relentless search and rescue missions, underscoring their dedication amid tragedy. President Draupadi Murmu also expressed deep sorrow and extended her sympathies to the affected families, wishing success for the ongoing rescue operations.